The Garda Review on East Coast FM.
Sergeant John Fitzpatrick is here. Morning, John.
Good morning, Declan.
Good morning to you.
And happy Easter to you and all your listeners. I wish everyone a very peaceful and safe weekend.
Thank you, and you too. Is it a particularly busy time, Easter weekend?
It is a busy time because people tend to go visiting families and that type of stuff, so it's busy certainly on our roads. There is a lot of movement on the roads this time of year, and as you just read the headlines there, we've unfortunately had a lot of deaths already this week. And this time last year, so Easter Bank Holiday Weekend 2023, we had 5 deaths over the weekend, Declan, and we had 18 serious injuries. So they are, and we know in general that bank holidays are one of the busiest periods on Irish roads, and we also know because of that, they're also one of the periods where road users are at the highest risk of being involved in fatal or serious road traffic collisions. And we're urging all road users this weekend just to think about that and to drive safely and to slow down. It's a period where the risk of fatal or serious injuries collision is very, very high. And strange enough, we know that it's almost at its highest between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. in the afternoon, Declan, when that's when people are moving, I suppose, maybe visiting people or that type of stuff, or there's more cars on the road. But we know from the statistical analysis that's when the most risks occur, but again, between 3 and 6 p.m. And we also know that bank holiday weekends in general, Saturdays is the day where people are most likely at risk to be involved in a collision or to either fatal or serious. So we do have an enforcement operation, a bank holiday Easter operation on this weekend. It's already started. And we're focusing on intoxicated driving. So you'll see our mandatory testing checkpoints around the county. Obviously, speeding and mobile phone use and distracted driving, where people are maybe distracted. They may not be on a phone, but they may be texting or looking at some video or TikTok or something like that. And obviously, seatbelt defences, because seatbelts can save your life in a collision. And we generally call that one of the life-saving offences.
So, are people, tireder in the afternoon, and maybe that's it. People get a bit drowsy or something.
I think that is a combination. You're right. I suppose you get that 3 o'clock slump, Declan. I think there's a combination of factors at play here. So it's more people moving, maybe on the roads, maybe they're coming or going to families. Perhaps, as you say, they're tired, and maybe they have been to someone and they have been tempted to perhaps have a drink of alcohol, and we know that even one drink can affect your driving. So the message is, don't drink and drive, stay on the zero zeros or tea and coffee or whatever, but don't be tempted, because even one drink, even though you may be within limit, it will affect your driving and perhaps could make you feel more tired, which also then will affect your driving, Declan.
Right, so what do you think, what did the Gardaí think generally of what's going on with these numbers?
Well, there's a combination of factors at play. I mean, and I suppose it would be remiss of me not to point out that there is a shortfall in the members attached to the road policing unit. So that's one factor at play. But also then there's people, people just don't realise the education message, maybe it's not getting through. People don't realise the dangers on our roads, and they don't take into account that there is going to be more people moving on the roads. There's going to be tougher driving conditions, or they don't realise themselves that they are tired and they do need to stop and take a rest and maybe have a coffee break or get fresh air before they continue driving. They don't actually realise that tiredness can almost be as dangerous as the effects of drunk driving. So there's a whole series of factors at play there, Declan. Unfortunately, it's not an easy answer, but certainly we all have a role to play in road safety, and we all need to do our bit and try and bring the deaths down, because it's shocking. And we've said it here a few times ourselves this year already. We've had shocking deaths even this week alone. We've had serious, devastating accidents where whole communities are affected. It's not just families, it's communities, friends, schools, families. There's a whole knock-on effect. So please do slow down this weekend, drive within the conditions that are before you. Take your time, and if you're tired, just do take a break, take a rest, get a coffee.
Yeah, we were talking about this during the week, and a texter said everybody's getting very bad-mannered at the moment.
Yeah, well, certainly that's something, yeah. Declan, I've heard reported, you know, anecdotally, I suppose you could say. Now, I don't know if we have any empirical evidence to support it, but certainly there's a perception out there that people are maybe less accommodating to each other than they used to be. So, and perhaps that is a factor, and certainly good manners on the roads and facilitating people and that does contribute towards road safety as well, you know.
Right, okay, well, be safe out there anyway, is the message.
Yeah.
Okay, now, when I first came here to County Wicklow, it was County Wicklow, and part of North Wicklow was connected with Dublin, and I think other parts were connected with other divisions all around the county. It was all split up, and then we got our own division, the Wicklow Division of the Gardaí, and now we've lost that. We're linking up with Wexford, so... What happened to our independence, and do we need to get the pikes out of the hay? And start
I have to compliment you on your memory, Declan, because you're right, because when I first arrived in Bray Garda Station, it would have been part of the Dublin metropolitan region, and we were part of Dublin, and we had Shankill in our district, as well as Enniskerry and Greystones. And then it was felt that it was best to realign the Garda divisions along county boundaries and that type of stuff. So then we became our own standalone division, and we brought in, as you say, Newtown, Wicklow, Arklow and the rest of the county. And our headquarters was in Bray, and we had a chief superintendent sitting in Bray. So now, as of the 24th of March, which is just last Sunday gone, and as you've alluded to, we have now become the Wexford Wicklow Division. So we are now one Garda Division for ourselves, and our Chief Superintendent is now based in Wexford Garda Station. Yeah, Wexford Garda Station.
So basically we're an add-on.
No, so the divisions are now aligned, and I suppose the thinking behind it, it's part of the... it's part of this new operational model that's been deployed across the nation, and the idea is just to streamline, particularly the administrative ends of Garda piecing, the stuff that people won't really see, you know, the back office stuff, and to make that more streamlined and release more Gardaí out onto the county in Wexford and Wicklow, and to have more better facilities available and more consistency of service across the country, but particularly across the county. So what that means essentially for the public, and it doesn't really mean the policing is going to be the same. You're going to have your same Gardaí working that you've already known and you've always known. But I suppose the biggest change for Wicklow is Bolton Glass was, as always, considered its own district, and it had its own superintendent, and I suppose was a standalone district. And so Bolton Glass district is now gone, it's now defunct, and it's become part of what's now going to be known as the Wicklow Southwest Community Engagement Area. Now, it's a bit of a mouthful, the Wicklow Southwest Community Engagement Area, or functional area. So that means that basically the old Wicklow and Bolton Glass districts have now been aligned, and so they're part of one district, and they'll be administered from Wicklow Garda Station, but you still have the same Gardaí working from Bolton Glass, providing the same service they've already provided, and at the, so in the back end then it'll be a streamlining of services from our end to make us more efficient and to give us more visibility on the streets.
Yeah, and I know it's not your decision, I'm just having a chat, but the same person is in charge of Manicle Bride on the border of Dublin than is in charge of Carnsore Point or somewhere down in Wexford.
Yeah, I suppose when you put it like that, in relation to the Chief Superintendent, ultimately that's correct, Declan, yeah. So it definitely is a large geographical area. Now, but again, as I said, really, the guards who police Manicle Bride, whatever, are they going to be the same Gardaí? They're not being taken away or being removed or anything like that. So it really is... more kind of the back end. It's more how we do our job, how we run our how we run the organisation behind the scenes, and the you know, the previous structures had been there for 100 years. So they've been along there. They hadn't been changed. They hadn't been revised or renewed. So they, well, there was a need to renew and update things and I suppose have more modern administrative practices in place. So, and the, I suppose the idea behind it is that we will see more Gardaí out, you know, visible on our, in our both counties and providing a more consistent service, you know, across the, okay. the board.
So finally, you want to mention a burglary in our club.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention this quickly. Caught my eye, Declan, because there's something people can do about it. So we had a burglary just Wednesday morning gone in the Knockranahan area of Arklow, 8:50 a.m. So unusual time. But I suppose what caught my eye about it was there was an alarm on the house and the alarm did activate, okay? So that's something. Now, the intruders did gain entry to the house and they popped the lock, okay? So popping a lock is, often what happens is when people are builders are building houses, they don't think about the security standards in relation to locks and type stuff, and they, you know, they get best deal, they get the locks of the locks they use. But a lot of locks can be popped very easily by with a screwdriver and they're just snapped, okay? So if you want to quickly upgrade your own security on your house, what you can do is buy a secure standard lock that's resistant to this popping, okay? They're very cheap. Your locks, your local locksmiths can help you and they can be replaced very easily in the home. So what you're looking for is what's called a Eurocylinder DHFTS007. Just remember James Bond, 007 lock. A Eurocylinder 007 lock. That can be installed very easily. It's relatively cheap and it's resistant to popping. It's designed not to be snapped and it has an number of other security features, but it's something, a quick way just to upgrade your security if you are thinking of doing that.
That's great. Okay, thank you very much indeed to Sergeant John Fitzpatrick. Enjoy the weekend, John. Thank